They chose open ground on account of the terrain. The ruins of the last nameless township on the outskirts of Columbus, throwing up too many red flags for Tom to conscience sheltering his family there. There'd been a school once beside their campsite, and the long row of sagging fence and the old playing field beyond gave line of sight to soothe a man keen for sleep. And then the RV and a flatbed truck pulled in. The diesel vehicles were noisy. The ragged camper seen better days, with the greasy black smoke trying hard not to billow out its back. Working vehicles were far and few these days, but there they were, like mythological creatures come to life. The dozen people straddling the truck gave Tom pause if their arrival already hadn't. Lucas was away gathering firewood and nowhere in sight, while his older sister Liliana was the opposite, caught like a rabbit in the headlights of their actual headlights as the hour angled on towards dusk. Those lights in the hastening time of day exposed the errant simplicity of the Vanacek camp. Like most folks, they were traveling on foot, and they'd become seasoned at this sort of thing, lugging just the bare essentials, the early June air making the outdoors almost like a camping trip from years past, or at least if you squinted right. Under the scrutiny of the nobodies now intruding on their safe zone, the three bedrolls with backpacks and the lacquered black limbs of Tom's longbow sitting abandoned and out of reach amid it all offered a brief but accurate sketch of their numbers and their capacity to fight back, much to Tom's regret.